Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chavtasim Abayis. We're holding on Chavtasim and Aleph, four lines in the bottom, by the words Adberei Rav Chista. So says the Gemara, Adberei Rav Chista L'Ravana Ukva. Rav Chista took Ravana Ukva on a walk around town, V'darash, and he said over the following, V'yimdoit Adam Sa'irin V'yitin Lefnei Bamta B'yamtef. That the person can't take some barley and put it into a measuring cup to measure it to give to his animal on Yom Tov. So if the Nechol, you can't do that. Aval, you can do it with the Shinoi. Kaider hu kavay kavayim v'nais lefnei behemtoi. He could take the cup, the kav cup or the kavayim cup, and he could stick it into the pile of barley and go in the reverse direction. Instead of putting the barley into the cup, you could put the cup into the barley and you could give that in front of your animal. V'enu chayshish, and there's no concern. When it comes to a baker, or really in this case a chef, Rashi says, so a chef who's cooking for tzarchei rabbim, so mayde tavlin v'naisen l'seichedei rasei, so we give him a special heter because it's tzarchei the rabbim, that he could measure his spices before he puts it into the pan and yomtif, kedei shalei yakdiach tafshiloi, in order so that the food that he's making shouldn't get ruined. We want it to be spiced nicely, it's simchas yomtif, it's tzarchei rabbim, so therefore we give him a heter to measure it. Amrav Yirmi Baraba Amrav, my dad is Isha Kemach B'yamtif, a lady can measure flour on Yamtif when she's baking bread, V'naisenes L'taychi Sasa, and then she could put that flour to make her bread, K'dei should eat Tretito Chalav Bayin Yafe, so that when she takes off the 1/24th for Afrashas Chalav, she should do so knowing exactly the size of her bread, so she should take it off nicely, as opposed to if she doesn't know exactly the size of her bread, so then she's going to end up rationalizing that, oh, it looks pretty small, and I'll take off just a little bit. So we want her to take off nicely a real 1/24th, so therefore we give her a heter, a kula, that she can measure the flour. Ushmol amar aser. Shmuel says, no, that's not significant enough, that's not good enough of a need, and that we do not give such a heter. Ask the Gemara, v'tanet ve Shmuel mutter. But in Shmuel's yeshiva, they said that it's mutter. How can they wouldn't go against the Rosh Yeshiva, so it seems like a stira. So amar abaye, hashtad amar Shmuel aser, v'tanet ve Shmuel mutter. Now that we have that Shmuel said that it's aser, and his yeshiva is saying that it's mutter, it must be Shmuel halach l'maisa aser lashmina. It must be Shmuel coming to teach us halacha, that even though technically it's mutter, like his yeshiva said, l'maisa it's aser, a person shouldn't do it, you should take care of it and measure it before Yom Tov. Tan Rabbanan, ein shaynin kemach b'Yom Tov. Not only are you not allowed to sift flour on Yom Tov, but even if you want to sift it a second time, where you already took out all the psalas, you're just doing it a second time to make it extra refined, still even that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. You could have done it before Yom Tov, and therefore you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Mishum Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Yudav and Beseira Amru, that shaynin, that you know you are allowed to be shaynin. Veshavin, everybody agrees, meaning even the Tanakama agrees, she'em nafu l'seich and sora kesam, that if a rocks or wood chips fall into the flour on Yom Tov, so it's not something you could have sifted before Yom Tov because it didn't exist. Shoshainin, so then you were allowed to be shoshainin, you could sift it again on Yom Tov because it's not something you could have done beforehand. Tani Tani Kamid Ravina, Tani Ton in front of Ravina, similar halacha, that ain't shoshainin, you're not allowed to sift it the second time, ain't shoshainin kemach be Yom Tov, aval nafal tsror or kesam, but if a rock or wood chips fall into it on Yom Tov, so now we had before, so then you could sift it a second time. Says this Tana in front of Ravina, so then Bayir Biyadai, so then you could take out the Psalas with your hand. Amar Lei, Ravina said to him, Kol Shekein Da'asar Davli Kebayir. That's much worse. You know, one thing you want to tell me that you could sift it a second time, that's fine. It doesn't look so bad because you took out all the Psalas already. But then now you're going to take out the wood chips or the rock with your hand, the Psalas Mitaych Da'aychel, that's Mamish Bayir, so that's going to be a problem. Darish Rava Bar Rav Huna Azute Apischa Darda. Rava Bar Rav Huna, he went in Darshan by the Pesach of the gates of the city of Narda, that Shainin Kemach B'Yamtiv, they are allowed to sift the flour for a second time on Yamtiv. So Amar Lu Rav Nachman told his Talmidim, Puku V'Imru Li La'aba, go please tell my friend Rava Bar Rav Huna, go tell him, Shkilo Tivusa Chushtia Chizrei, that he should take his goods and he should throw it on the thorns. Meaning we don't need his this drasha is kula that he said that you could sift flour for a second time, because everybody knows that already. Go out and check on Yom Tov how many people are taking out their sieves on Yom Tov. It's something everybody's doing already. Shkayach is coming in and telling us that it's mutter. Everybody knows that already. It says the Gemara story. The bishud Rabbi Yosef nahala kimcha agavad de mahulsa. She used to, the wife of Rabbi Yosef, she would sift the flour on the back of a sieve. She would do it with a shinui. Amarla, however, Rabbi Yosef told her that you don't need to do that. Chazidana rifta mal yasabina. I want good bread, meaning do it the regular way. It comes out better. There's no need to do a shinui. The bisid Rav Ashi nihala kimcha agavad psayra, that she also did a shinoi, a different shinoi, she would sift the flour on the back of the table. So Amar Rav Ashi, Sir Rav Ashi commented and he said, Hadidam, when it comes to my wife, Barti de Rami Bar Chama, she's the daughter of Rami Bar Chama. So she grew up in the house of Rami Bar Chama. For Rami Bar Chama, Mara Daivada Hava. Now I know about Rami Bar Chama, that he was somebody who was very medactic in everything that he did. And if not for the fact that my wife saw that this is how they were doing things in her family's house, so then she wouldn't have done it. So it must be this is how Rami Bar Chama was Meira, that this is the proper way to do it. And therefore I trust her that it must be that you're supposed to do this, at least this level of Shinai. Says the Mishnah, a person could go on Yom Tov to a store, he knows the store owner, just practically, that's the way it will generally work, because if you're not paying him, he has to trust you that you're going to come back after Yom Tov and pay him. So you could go on Yom Tov to a store where you know, where you're friendly with the owner. This is the point of the Mishnah, though, and that you're allowed to tell him, you could tell him, give me a certain amount, 15 eggs, 20 eggs, 3 dozen, whatever, you could tell him an amount. And an amount of egoism also, an amount of nuts. You're allowed to tell him the minyan, meaning even though we've had it in the past, that you can't mention the price, you can't mention the weight, you can't mention, you know, the volume, the different things. Here, you're allowed to mention the minyan. Minyan is something that's not of din dechol. And says the Mishnah, the reason why minyan is not of din dechol, is shekein derech balabayis liyos mayna b'seich b'esai. Because that's something that's not limited to stores. It's not that only stores sell things in the account. When you go to your neighbor's house and you want to give him something or borrow something, so you say, do you have 6 eggs I could have? So that's something that's done in the count, even not in a buying and selling type of setting, and therefore it's not of the nechol. Says the Gemara now, a brisa, which just really elaborates on this that we just said. A person could go to a shepherd that he's friendly with, and ask him, please can I have a goat or a sheep? It could go to the butcher, can I have a piece of shoulder meat or a thigh? You could go to the person who fats up the chickens, and say to him, to give me a dove or a pigeon. It's a to go to a baker, a real baker this time. Please give me a loaf of bread or a challah. To a store owner. 20 eggs, 50 nuts, asara farsikin, 10 peaches, 5 pomegranates, and an esrog, all these things, that's going to be mutter. You're allowed to mention the minyan. As long as you don't mention the measurements, you don't mention a kav or kavayim, you don't mention the actual measurements. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Aymer, now you can't mention the price. But as long as you don't mention these things, if you just mention the minyan, so that's going to be mutter, hajj and alach ain't sudden.